And good evening. Welcome once again to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight's guest, Dr. McDougall. He treats and prevents diseases with a plant-based diet of whole, unprocessed foods. But first, let's get to something we like to call our Intel Hub News Brief here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Welcome to the Intel Hub News Brief. Uncovering the cold hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuscan from the Bob Tuscan Show.
Well, BP is seeking to reduce by as much as $3.4 billion the amount it could be fined as a result of the Gulf oil spill back in 2010. The UK company is seeking credit for the collection of 800,000 barrels of oil spilled in the incident, according to a court filing. Well, listen to this. An Israeli soldier is in hot water over an Instagram photo showing a child in his crosshairs. This week, an Israeli soldier named Mors Ostrovsky found himself embroiled in a scandal over a picture he posted to the social media site Instagram. The inflammatory image depicted a sniper scope aimed at a Palestinian boy with the back of his head aligned perfectly in the crosshairs. Ahead of tonight's city council meeting, the Anaheim Police Association sent out robocalls attacking their mayor, Tom Tate, by saying he's supportive of policies and procedures that will lead to more violence against the police and less public safety. The voice making the accusations? Well, that's the voice of APA President Kerry Condon. This, of course, comes a month after the council voted to task the city manager's office with coming up with a police oversight proposal in wake of last year's controversy. Tate is the sole politician being singled out by name. In his February 5th, 2013 State of the City speech, the mayor pushed for, among other things, the creation of a citizens' review commission to rebuild broken trust between certain communities and the police department. And last but not least, here's a story about a likely suspect, Nat Rothschild. Well, he may be suspected in data theft of a rival coal producer. Indonesian police want to question the billionaire financier Nat Rothschild over the alleged theft of data that sparked an investigation into financial irregularities at a war-torn coal miner in Burma. The miner launched an internal probe last year into financial irregularities, complicating an acrimonious row between co-founder Rothschild and Indonesia's powerful Bakri family. This has been another edition of the Intel Hub News Brief. All right, in just a little bit, John A. McDougall, Dr. McDougall, is an American physician and author whose philosophy is that degenerative disease can be prevented and treated with a plant-based diet of whole, unprocessed, low-fat foods, especially starches such as potatoes, rice, and beans. And I will have to ask him, from a skeptic's perspective, whether or not that's the case. I am not completely a vegetarian, although I have been in the past, but I'm very, very interested to learn more about what Dr. McDougall has to say. What does he think about the paleo diets and the blood type diets? We'll ask him about all of this and so much more coming up.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
The future.
Well, Dr. McDougall joins us on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. At age 18, Dr. McDougall suffered a massive stroke, which he attributed to his high animal product diet. Since then, he has followed mostly a vegan diet after observing that his elderly patients from the Far East, who lived mainly on rice and vegetables, were trim and healthy compared to their offspring tempted by an American diet. And it's not McDonald's, folks. It's Dr. McDougall. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. How are you?
Well, that's a good introduction. I think you hit on some major points. Yeah, I had a massive stroke at 18. I'm now 66. And I still play with the kids out in the ocean on my windsurfer.
All right. Well,
so, you know, life was destined to be not so good. Before age 25, I was, I'm 70 pounds lighter now. So let's just say I was 70 pounds overweight. I had a massive stroke at 18. I had major abdominal surgery. Lost my tonsils, was the last of the pack exercising. And I used to think it was just misfortune or bad genetics or something like that. I didn't realize it was solely the food.
What kind of a diet did you have before?
Well, I was raised in Michigan. Okay. I was raised in Michigan, Midwest, parents who really cared about me, fortunately. They tried to do the best they could, and the message they got was from the meat and the dairy industry and Wonder Bread. And, you know, I basically lived on all the protein and, you know, all the white bread and junk that you could possibly eat. And it was mostly meat, actually mostly meat, eggs, and dairy. That was a big part of my diet because my parents thought that was best for me. And, you know, it's not common for a teenager to have a stroke. It happens about 1,000 kids every year this happens to.
Wow.
But, you know, it's not unheard of. And if you look at the kids, you know, most of the kids are in pretty big trouble these days. What, about a third of them are overweight? They have acne and oily skin, and they're not performing as well as they should. And if you were their doctor, like I have been in the past, these kids have stomach aches and constipation and arthritis and headaches. You know, the kids are sick, too.
Yeah. It's shocking how many children are obese in today's world.
Yeah, it really is. It's totally unnecessary. I mean, the solution to this problem is so simple. It just doesn't make a lot of economic sense for those who now hold the, you know, the reins of terror, so to speak. The solution is real simple. Let me just, I'm probably getting a little ahead of our discussion, but
go ahead.
I think all your listeners can relate to what I'm going to say right now, really understand where I'm coming from. You mentioned that I learned all this when I was a young man. I was actually a doctor on a sugar plantation 40 years ago, and I was taking care of first, second, third, and fourth generation Filipinos, Japanese, Chinese, and Koreans. And my first generation, they were raised in their native land and brought with them to Hawaii a diet of rice and vegetables, and they were always trim, never had prostate cancer, breast cancer, heart attacks, strokes. And they were hardy and healthy into their 80s and 90s. And then after they moved to Hawaii, they had children and grandchildren. These offspring, they abandoned the native diet of rice and vegetables and started eating, you know, meat and dairy, and they got fat and sick. And that's where I learned all this about the cause of disease 40 years ago. And I've spent the last, oh, about 36 years treating people who are sick from eating all that rich food by a simple diet of hash brown potatoes for breakfast, oatmeal for breakfast, bean soup, pea soup, lentil soup for lunch, bean burritos for dinner, rice and vegetables for dinner, pasta and marinara sauce for dinner. You know, it's a very simple, simple way to eat, and the results are always profound. I mean, it's not, it's like, you know, just give me the, let me give you the connection early. It's like a half a bottle of whiskey and a hangover. You know, if you stop doing that, you stop being sick. And,
right.
You know, I've had this phenomenal practice for nearly 40 years where I've taken care of people with you know, very, very serious problems, and the results are I would say, always profound. It's not like, again, it's not like occasionally get better, you have to wait to see the benefits. You know, people see the benefits in just a few days, and we have people who have lost tremendous amounts of weight for a lifetime because they're just eating a lot of good, delicious, healthy food and get over rheumatoid arthritis and terrible heart problems. And not only have I seen this and published it in the scientific research, but, you know, the history of this kind of treatment goes back, well, it goes back thousands of years, but it goes back in the current scientific literature 100 years with, you know, tens of thousands of articles showing that people are sick in our country because they eat like kings and queens, they eat like aristocrats, royalty of the past, and the way you get well is you abandon that rich food. And instead of going hungry, you know, somebody says you got to give up the meat and the dairy, they immediately think I'm going to starve to death. Instead of thinking in those terms, you think, well, gee whiz, now I get to eat, you know, bean burritos and pasta and marinara sauce and mushu vegetables and rice. And you know, all the things people like, it's just that they've been taught these are bad for them, even though when they look around the world and throughout history, they're really good for them. In fact, what I was going to get to is this. Every one of your listeners knows what I'm saying is true. If they would just stop and think of what they already have seen. If you, for example, look at history, you see that the Aztecs and the Mayans, who had a civilization that lasted 800 to 1300 years, these people were known as the people of the corn because they lived on corn. I mean, that was their diet, was corn. They had no dairy. They, you know, almost no meat. It was corn and vegetables. You go a little further south and you look at the Incas, and they were people of potatoes. And that was, their diet was basically potatoes, and that's what it is in the Andes even today. And when they went to battle, they switched to quinoa because they thought quinoa made them stronger. If your listeners will look to the Middle East, which everybody looks to the Middle East now, you can't turn the TV and not look to the Middle East. I mean, almost all the people you see in the crowd are trim, healthy people. They may be angry, but they're trim and healthy looking. Their diet even today is 71% carbohydrate in the form of rice and chickpeas. And that part of the world, Egypt and Syria, Iraq and Iran, used to be known as the breadbasket of the world. I mean, that's what that part of the world did, is it grew,
right.
It grew grains, it grew wheat and barley. And then just look at the Far East for a minute. I mean, you can still see this in China and Korea and Japan. You know, populations of actually 2 billion people who live on rice and nobody's fat. until they give up their rice and they move to America, or they, you know, start a computer company in Korea, and they get to be rich and they get to eat all this rich food, and then they get fat.
But just because they're not fat, does that mean that they're necessarily healthy? I mean, white rice and, you know, certain processed foods, that can't be good for you, even if you are trim.
Well, they're not ideal, but I think I got to go back to the example, and then I'll give you some personal feelings about it. Is there are 2 billion Asian people still living on primarily white rice. And after World War II, in Japan, for example, there were documented 73 cases of prostate cancer. In this country, there are hundreds of thousands of cases of prostate cancer. In Japan today, prostate cancer has become quite a common disease. People living on white rice, when the China study was done, you mentioned a video that's quite popular called Forks Over Knives. In that video is one of my friends, P. Colin Campbell. He did the China study. And the more rice people ate, the less fat and meat they ate, the less breast cancer and heart disease and colon cancer and so on. You know, white rice isn't ideal, but it's better than roast beef and fried eggs. I had a practice in Hawaii for almost 15 years. And in addition to my plantation practice in Hawaii, I practiced general medicine. People would come to me and they'd say, Doc, you know, I'd like to get better. And then I'd lay out the routine for them. We'd get to the brown rice part, and they'd say, you know, I'm going to stay sick because I'm not going to eat brown rice. And I'd say, why not? Why not? They'd say, well, because in our country, you know, the old country, it was the peasants, the dirty people eat brown rice. It's us refined, clean people who eat white rice. It was such social bigotry, I couldn't get past that barrier. So I would tell people, okay, just eat the white rice, you know, eat the other stuff I recommend, but eat the white instead of the brown. And I don't think anybody suffered seriously from that recommendation. They'd have been better eating brown, but, you know, you got to pick your battles.
Right. What about quinoa? You mentioned quinoa. Is that a good alternative?
Yeah, it's good. Good alternative. You can have barley and quinoa and corn and, you know, wheat, and there are all kinds of good grains out there.
Amaranth?
Sure. I mean, there's all kinds. There's just tons. And, you know, you don't have to pick a grain for a starch. You could pick underground storage organs. See, grains are what I call above-ground storage organs. That's how plants store energy above ground in seeds, like legumes and grains. That's how energy is stored above ground. The plants also store energy underground, and that would be tubers and bulbs and potatoes, you know, sweet potatoes, those kinds of things. And so you can pick those kinds of storage organs, too, to get your energy from, which, of course, people have traditionally done. I mean, the potato, when the potato was introduced into Europe in the 1600s, all the population of Western Europe changed. You know, people went from sickly populations of people to healthy because of the abundance of calories from potatoes. The Irish population doubled in 40 years when the potato was introduced. Now, they describe, I've got two books on potatoes, they describe the youth in Western Europe suffering horrible acne and, you know, looking, you know, really terrible and lethargic, and the potato came in and their health perked up and their skin cleared up. So roots will work too. You know, roots and grains and legumes. And you got to get enough. See, you got to get enough energy. These are what I call starches. You can't live on onions or on broccoli or cauliflower. Those are vegetables, and they're interesting and they're nice to have in your diet, but they don't have enough energy. So when you pick your foods, when you're making the conversion, you have to understand you are a starch eater. You need to live on starch like people have traditionally done, rice, corn, potatoes, sweet potatoes, and so on.
All right, well, what about the raw foodist? When we come back here in just a moment, because we got to take a break, I want to ask you about the raw food diet. And obviously, you can't eat raw potatoes. I also want to talk to you about the paleo diet, those that believe that we should eat like our ancestors ate. We're talking with Dr. McDougall tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Fascinating look at health and your diet. Excuse me. I'm excited to learn more on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. McDougall about health, diet, what food you eat, and he's a strong believer that a plant-based diet, specifically starches that give you energy, are a way to prevent most diseases, and of course, these are whole, unprocessed foods. Dr. McDougall, before the last break, we were talking a little bit about the fact that potatoes you have to cook, and those raw foodists out there, you know, some people are strict raw foodies. How does that correlate? I mean, are you a fan of the raw food diet?
No,
or
no,
go ahead.
That's just not true. There are a lot of people who say a lot of things, but it's just not true, and the evidence doesn't support what they say. You know, we have a free country. You can say whatever you want. The human being is an animal of cooked food. We became human beings as we are. You know, I believe in our evolution from primates. It occurred not just coincidentally with fire. It occurred as a consequence of fire. You see, we needed that energy from the food to develop the brain that we have. We have a brain three times the size of a chimpanzee. You've got to be able to tap into a concentrated readily available source of energy to power the whole body, but particularly the nervous system. And key to that was the change in human genetics to a primate that was able to digest starch at much greater capabilities than, say, a chimpanzee or a gorilla. They have about or less than one-third the ability to digest starch that a human primate has. So we had to genetically evolve to become starch eaters. And that's all worked out in scientific laboratories based on the human genome and the study of the part of the gene called the amylase-producing gene. So we had to do that. And then to tap into the starch, as you mentioned, cooked potatoes aren't appealing or may even be impossible to eat enough of to get enough calories. You have to cook those potatoes. You can't eat raw rice. You can't eat raw beans. You have to cook this food. And so people who are on raw food diets, as I see it, they are eating better than the American diet. But what they have to do is they have to, because their food is largely kale and lettuce and broccoli and you know, other raw vegetables, what they have to do by eating those foods is they can't get sufficient calories, so they have to add calories. Now, how do you get calories if you're on a raw diet? Well, what you have to tap into is high-fat foods like nuts and seeds and avocados, or into simple sugars like fruit and dried fruit and juices. So if you analyze a raw food diet, it's half fat and it's half sugar. And as I say, it's better than the American diet, but no human being, or at least to any length of time or in any large groups, ever lived on a raw food diet. It's never happened, never will happen successfully in any significant population. It's just impractical, too expensive, and it ends up as a fat and sugar-laden diet.
Interesting. So where do you get your protein? Do you get it from nuts? I know that a lot of people are a fan of coconut being a good type of protein. What's your take on that?
When's the last case of protein deficiency that you saw?
I think my brother. No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
I mean, you just never see it. It's no such thing. See, protein is just like calcium. These are ingredients of highly profitable products. And part of marketing is a scheme called unique positioning. What you do is you take some quality of a product that you happen to sell. Like, for example, if I mention omega-3 fat, you think of?
Omega-3 fat, let's see, fish?
Oh, there you go. And if I say calcium, you say?
Milk, dairy.
Yeah, sure. And protein, you're going to tell me?
Meat.
Okay. What's happened is industry over the last 80 years, they have done something that every industry does, the automobile industry, the computer industry. They take a quality of their product and they blow it into everything. So meat and eggs and poultry and so on are full of protein. They're really loaded with protein. So what they did is they created a false belief that if you don't eat their products, you'll develop protein deficiency. But that's never happened. There is no such thing as protein deficient on adequate calorie diets. It's never occurred, never will occur, could never occur. You know, all plants have loads of protein. You can grow, you can build elephants. You can build hippopotamuses. You can build giraffes and horses and cows. You ought to be able to build people with plants, don't you think? So anyway, this is a complete myth. The same thing with calcium. There's never been a case of dietary calcium deficiency reported on any natural diet. It's never occurred throughout all of human history. As long as you've eaten natural food and gotten enough to eat, you don't develop any of these deficiencies because nature designed our foods complete.
The lobbies, the dairy lobbies, the meat lobbies, they are quite influential, aren't they?
Oh, sure. And, Elsie the cow, you learn nutrition from Elsie the cow, I would guess, if you were raised in the Midwest, don't you?
I think that's a conflict of interest right there.
Well, I mean, weren't you educated in school by some talking cow?
I don't think that, besides my teacher, I don't think that makes a lot of sense.
No, I'm serious. It's subliminal. If you were raised in the Midwest, we had a cow that was all informed. They used to teach our teachers and our, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Heifer.
You think I'm joking with you?
Well, I believe it, but that's the subliminal mind control right there. When we come back, I want to ask you about the paleo diet and so much more with our guest tonight, Dr. McDougall. We'll take a quick break and we'll pick it right back up.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's the toll-free number to join us. 800-313-9443. We're talking with Dr. McDougall. And Dr. McDougall, we haven't got into this, and I definitely want to touch on the paleo diet, the idea that we should eat like our ancestors did, who are hunters and gatherers, who would, you know, store up on meat and that's kind of the, you know, I don't know all the details. I'm not as informed as I should be on these topics, to be honest. But what's your take on it? And by the way, if people do want to call and ask you a question about your way of eating, your diet, please feel free, 800-313-9443. Okay, Dr. McDougall, the paleo diet.
I'm in direct opposition to low-carb diets. These mean diets that abandon starch like rice, corn, and potatoes, our traditional foods. The typical low-carb diets before were the kind that people know as the Atkins diet, The new version of the Atkins diet adds a lot of fruits and vegetables. Atkins Nutritionals is what the company goes by now. And an apology of these low-carb, all-meat, dairy diets, another apology for this by adding fruits and vegetables, is the new version of the low-carb diet called the Paleo diet. First of all, the Paleo diet is untrue. Any anthropologist, anybody with any cursory interest in science will know that our ancestors lived on starch-based diets. Plain and simple, I can give you evidence dating back two million years that we were plant eaters. People were hunter-gatherers with the emphasis on gathering, not hunting. But the reason hunting has come down as the story of how people lived is because of something very simple. It's called sexism. Who did the gathering? The grandparents, the kids, yeah. The women. Who did the hunting? That was the men. This is just another case of sexism.
Right.
The bulk of the calories obtained in almost every population of people was from plants, from gathering, from starches. Hunting is just too unpredictable. You go out for weeks and you kill something maybe and it rots on the way home. It wasn't a big area of food production except in some isolated parts of the world like up where the Inuit Eskimos lived. So first of all, the paleo people their philosophy is untrue. They say people were primarily hunters. That is untrue. There is no reliable biologic anthropologist that would ever take that point of view. And so, first of all, it's untrue. And second of all, it's an unhealthy diet. The paleo diet is based on meats and eggs and no dairy, but chickens and fishes. And it's also an uncivilized diet. I mean, we live on a planet where today we're on the verge of catastrophe. It's called global warming. No one's ever heard of it. I'm just joking. And global warming or climate change, one of the biggest contributors to that is livestock. The World Health Organization told us that 18% of the greenhouse gases are due to livestock, whereas 14% are due to all transportation. So the impact is huge. World Watch Institute, another organization that carefully looks at the impact of eating animals on our environment, says over 51% of our greenhouse gases are due to eating animals. So the paleo diet is, first of all, untrue. Second of all, it's unhealthy. And third of all, it's uncivilized to take and continue to recommend a diet that is destroying our planet and is also, by the way, not nice to animals. So that's how I feel about it. Is that clear enough?
I think so. What about those that think that you should eat according to your blood type?
Well, I got a new diet coming out. Have me on the show when my new diet comes out. Let me tell you what the blood type diet is, in case people don't understand. It's the idea that if you're type O blood, which are mostly Caucasians, European extract, that you should be eating meat because that's what people in that part of the world ate a lot of. If you're type A, then that's more common in Asian populations, which we just talked about, lived on rice. So the theory goes if you're blood type A, you should be eating rice. If you're type O, you should be eating animal foods. Well, here's my new diet that you're going to want to have me on the show for. It's called the shoe size diet. If you wear big shoes, you should eat meat. If you wear tiny shoes, you should eat rice. It makes about as much sense as the blood type diet. This is bigotry.
Yeah.
This is total gimmickry. The poor public, they fall for this garbage. When you can just open your eyes and look around the world and throughout history, the human being is a starchivore. We are starch eaters. We've lived on rice, corn, potatoes, sweet potatoes, beans, peas, lentils. That is the human diet. Always has been, always will be. Until you figure that out, you will be fat and sick and at the mercy of the medical industry and the diet book industry. It's a very simple solution. It costs you nothing. You don't have to buy anything, cut your food bill by 40%. It's kind to the planet, and animals love it.
Well, it sounds very tempting to change your diet. What would you say to those, though, that already eat a lot of meat and that kind of thing? How would you get them to transition to this kind of diet? Can they wake up one night and say, hey, I want to eat the vegetarian diet?
Well, Yeah, they can. It doesn't happen that easy for most of us. We don't change habits, quit smoking, give up alcohol just on the first thought. We usually have to go through a lot of suffering and also a lot of positive education to change these major habits. And so it is with food. I mean, your listeners out there, two-thirds of them are overweight. That's the data. A third are obese. They're constipated. They're on blood pressure pills. You know, half the people over the age of 50 are on medication. Over the age of 30, half the people have risk factors like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, high blood sugar that predict they're going to live a shorter, more miserable life. Everybody's sick. And they get sicker and sicker, and the medical business treats it with a bunch of pills and potions and surgery that don't solve the problem. These are dietary diseases. So you have that negative impact going on all the time. And then you have positive impacts like forks over knives video and your friend who's a vegetarian who's really healthy. And this is what I spend my time doing. I have a website that basically everything is free that you need. It's called, the website is drmcdougall.com, spelled drmcdougall.com. And it would be a big loss for me if I didn't tell you. I've mentioned starch so long, and the newest book I have out is called The Starch Solution. So there are things that we do that help people have some positive experiences. So there are a couple of things people need to know to make this change. First, they have to realize that they're sick not because of bad design. God didn't make a mistake with your genetics. It's not because you caught a virus. You know, this is not another manifestation of the flu, that you're fat and sick. It's because of what you eat. You eat like a king and a queen, you look like a king and a queen. If you, you know, make those rich foods special again and instead power yourself with rice, corn, and potatoes, as virtually all human beings have in all human existence, then you'll get your health back. So you realize that you're a starchivore. You're not a carnivore. You're not even an herbivore. You're a starchivore. And you start eating the things you like. They're called comfort foods, comfort foods. Like if I mention pasta, people go, yum, I love pasta. Well, there's a reason you love pasta. It's your diet. Rice, people go, rice and beans, I could live on that 3 times a day, 7 days a week. Of course you could. That's your food. You know, if I took you to a slaughterhouse and walked you down the aisles of a slaughterhouse, you wouldn't start salivating. That's not your food. So first you must realize what you're supposed to eat. You're supposed to eat starches, vegetables, and fruits, turkeys for Thanksgiving, candies for Halloween, and, you know, birthday cakes for birthday. You can't do those things 3 times a day, 7 days a week. And then you have to realize it's not a matter of giving up meat and dairy, because that's paramount to starvation, as I mentioned. It is instead finding starches you love and making them the bulk of your diet. It's easier to do things 100%, I have to add. You know, people don't quit smoking by cutting down. They don't dry out by switching to beer from gin. Clear changes, black and white's much easier to do than gray. And so if you decide you want your health back and you learn these principles, you'll do much better if you don't bring the pepperoni pizza into the house. You do much better if you have a big bowl of healthy stuff.
Now, I get the impression, though, that you have a slice of turkey on Thanksgiving.
Who told you that?
I got that impression.
You know, this has gotten me into a lot of trouble. Remember, I've been teaching this for 40 years, and I'm often a speaker at Vegetarian Society meetings and so on. They get angry with me because I say something that offends people, and the reason I do it is I'm trying to make a point. This is not a religion. This is a tool. So what I tell people is I have turkey every other Thanksgiving. Now, whether I do or not, you know, it remains to be proven one way or the other. But I do tell people I eat turkey every other Thanksgiving so that they don't think of this as a religion. This is a tool.
Well, a lot of vegetarians are religious. I have several friends who are Krishnas. And for them, it's a religion.
Yeah, but the connect doesn't have to be. You understand what I mean.
I absolutely do. Dr. McDougall, let's take some questions and some calls, because people, I'm sure, are dying to talk with you. No pun intended. Hopefully they're not dying. Jeez. Here's a room call. Let's see if I can speak here. Here's a question from our chat room. Would Dr. McDougall think we should eat like cattle or grubworms and feed on grasses and tubers? And she wants to know, what kind of doctor are you?
I'm a board-certified internist. I happen to also be a professor at a university. I also run research at Oregon Health and Science University on diet and multiple sclerosis. I publish in the scientific literature. I've written 13 national best-selling books. And I'm also a grandfather of 5 young, beautiful grandchildren. I've been around. I run the block. I know what I'm talking about. And to make sarcastic remarks like grubworms and grass makes me understand what the questioner is trying to say. Hey, this is a traditional diet. This is not grubworms and grass. This is a diet that your ancestors, I don't know who in the heck is asking this question, but I guarantee you, you go back three or four generations, and your grandma or great-grandma and grandpa ate this way. So don't be talking about your grandma and grandpa this way, you know.
Fair enough, Grandpa. All right, let's talk with Richard in Washington. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm very glad that Dr. McDougall is a starchivore, but one size does not fit all. I'm liking to think that the Inuits, the ancient Inuit that William Stephenson studied and then came back and lived in a hospital eating the same food, which is primarily exclusively protein and fat, could have lived on starches. It just wouldn't have happened. William Douglas Kelly identified 15 different types of food intake, and he almost killed his wife by putting her on a vegetarian diet.
Well, that certainly has not been my experience. And I will tell you about the Inuit Eskimos, because I know a little bit about them. They're, you know, one of the last hunter-gatherer populations. Before they switched to getting their fish with a green lure, you know what I mean by that?
You know, green lure, I think, would be planted.
Yeah, these days Eskimos, they go through a drive-through restaurant, and they fish with a green lure called a $5 bill. And the Eskimos are some of the fattest and sickest people in the United States today, because they switched to the Western diet. But the traditional Eskimo has been studied carefully, and there's some characteristics about the Eskimo that I know that you should know, too. Eskimos buried 500 years ago, published in the 1987 issue of National Geographic, the study of two Eskimo women. 500 years ago, they were buried in ice floe. The women were 20 and 40 years old, they guessed. They had severe osteoporosis and extensive atherosclerosis 500 years ago. The Eskimo has the highest rate of osteoporosis of any subgroup of population in the United States, 10% higher than the average American. That's from their high animal protein diet. The Eskimo, to me, represents the survival ability of the human being. We can live on such an extreme environment and survive. It's a testament to what the human being can do. But I want to ask the caller, I want to give him a chance to respond. You tell me of one large, successful population of people throughout all of human history who did not get the bulk of their calories from starch. One population. Name them.
Maasai warriors.
Large, successful population of people.
Maasai warriors in Africa.
You have two chances. Maasai warriors are a small subgroup of people. I said a large, successful population of people. Give me an example.
Any herding population.
Do you understand the word large, or do we have to talk about more than 100,000 people?
Well, I'm not talking about the overpopulated earth that you want to project. I'm talking about
people in a tribal position. Will you answer my question? Excuse me, sir. You came on with a whole bunch of data and science. Now, just answer my question. Give me an example of one large, successful population that got involved.
Have you heard of Weston Price?
I know. I've read his book.
Well, he gave us about 15 different cultures that were on a non-vegetarian diet.
Excuse me, you cannot name for me one large population. You can't tell me about the Asians. You can't tell me about people in the Middle East. You can't tell me about the Mayans. You can't tell me about the Aztecs. You can't tell me about the Incas.
You know H.D.N. Abrams.
You are giving false information to the public. Why are you doing this?
You know H. Leon Abrams.
I've heard that.
I don't. What, Richard, why don't you give us your final point here, and then we'll let Dr. McDougall
respond. Well, you can
study
H. Leon Abrams, or you can study Walter Volkman that studied the biochemistry of the body. They said we were basically carnivores, and every culture that went to a starch vegetarian diet essentially decreased their health, as did Weston Price. I mean, one size does not fit all. I'm glad Dr. McDougall is a starchitarian, but it almost killed me, and it definitely almost killed William Douglas Kelly's wife. One size does not fit all. We're unique individuals that have to eat uniquely.
All right, Richard, thanks for the call.
I want to add something here. I got to add something, because I've spent so much of my time arguing the facts with people. You know, you got your facts, I got my facts. Well, that's just baloney. People are dying because of your facts. We did a video, which I encourage people to see. Just go to YouTube and put in low-carb versus plant-based. You got that? Low-carb versus plant-based. And what we did is we did a video of the low-carbers, like Sally Fallon for Weston Price. Fat. Like Lauren Cardane of the Paleo Diet, fat, like Barry Sears of the Zone Diet, all low-carbers, fat, like Robert Atkins of the Atkins Diet, fat. These are all overweight, sick people. And we did a video of them, and then we showed people who recommend high-carbohydrate diets like myself Neil Bernard, Caldwell Esselstyn, all trim, healthy, fit people. You can argue the science all you want, but bring up your gurus. Bring up the people who are supposed to represent your diet. We've shown them on the video. Let me repeat it for you again. You go to YouTube, you put in low-carb versus plant-based, and you look there, and you'll see a video. They'll have you rolling on the floor in laughter at these fat, low-carb gurus.
A fat, low-carb guru. How about that? All right,
hey,
we have a couple
We can spend the rest of the show talking about fat, low-carb gurus. I got about a dozen I can name for you that people would recognize, but we don't want to waste
their time. That sounds like a great book, The Fat, Low-Carb Guru. Let's see. I see we have a few more calls, but we're coming up to a break, and I want to give them some ample time on the other side to ask you any questions that they have on your mind. Dr. McDougall has been our guest tonight. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a moment. People want to know about fish. I think you touched on that a bit in the previous segment. We'll get to whatever final thoughts there may be on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Well, Dr. McDougall has been our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. You may not agree with him, but it's important that we look at his information and, well, be an autodidact. Look at the facts. Don't just make decisions based on prejudice. Do your own research. And if your research confirms some of what he's saying, then perhaps you might consider eating a similar diet. Dr. McDougal, I want to squeeze in one call, and then I'll give you the final word here and let you finish with whatever else that you wanted to mention. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the line with Dr. McDougal.
Yeah, nutritionist I ran into did his master's thesis on nutrition for toddlers, and he was feeding his youngsters desiccated liver tablets, and both the sets of grandparents and both parents were all like 5'4", but his toddlers were, or his seven to 9 year olds were already like an inch and a half taller than he was. It was kind of weird to see real tall toddlers like that, and that was his thesis or whatever that he wrote for his degree, was that the toddlers are so finicky, they don't get enough of the essential amino acids and proteins. Now, obviously, in our culture, people don't want to eat quinoa or hemp. They think it's illegal or going to get them in trouble. But how hard is it to get all the amino acids and the building blocks in just a vegetarian diet? And there's evidence here in Kentucky for unknown centuries that the Indians burned off the woods so that the buffalo could come in here, and the Plains Indians also ran buffalo off the cliffs. Obviously, they used it for more than just food. They made their teepees out of the skins and stuff, but seems to be plenty of evidence that lots of different tribes ate animals, spear chuckers, and cave paintings in France date back thousands of years.
All right. Thanks for the call. Dr. McDougal? Dr. McDougal, are you with us? All right. Go ahead, Dr. McDougal. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, I'm still here.
You sure are. All right. Go ahead and respond to the caller. Sorry about that.
Wait, I didn't hear the caller. I've been completely blocked out.
Oh, geez. He didn't hear the caller.
Just give me a summary of what the question was.
Well, he brought up a study about toddlers being fed liver and how they grew to be quite tall. And he mentions, whether or not there's certain vitamins that you need from eating meat. What's the common one? RNA or
RHA? It's probably B12 they're talking about.
B12, okay.
Yeah, B12. B12 is made by bacteria. There's no problem eating a diet based upon starches, vegetables, and fruits. As a matter of fact, that is the human diet. Meat, as far as I know, as far as I understand the subject, really adds nothing to the diet that you can't get far better in other ways. The topic that we could go on, if you wanted to, for a few minutes, is B12. That's the only thing that anybody could say against a starch-based diet. They can't criticize it for lack of protein or amino acids. They can't criticize it for lack of calcium, nothing else, because it is the human diet.
Interesting. Well, this has been very interesting, and we'll have to have you back on to continue this discussion. Your website, one more time for our listeners to check out.
DrMcDougal.com, spelled DrMcDougall.com, and the book is The Starch Solution. I just want you folks to think about it. Think about history. Think about populations today. Think about the fact that the advice given out these days in the popular diet have resulted in a very sick population. This can be fixed easily at no cost.
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding, and I appreciate your time tonight. Very informative. All right, folks, that does it for us tonight here on The Bob Tuscan Show. Love you. Take care.
This has been another edition of The Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Now.